Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It's Wednesday, the 14th of February. In today's news story, we're going to look at how a Harry Potter wand ended up with armed police being called. Yes, that this really happened. Let's take a look at our key words, first of all, words that I'll be using in the news story. So get yourself a piece of paper and a pen. If you want to write these words down, you might want to learn some new words today. We start with the word wand. We've already seen this word. It's in the title, W-A-N-D. But what is a wand? Next, another noun, firearm. Firearm. That's one word. F-I-R-E-A-R-M, firearm. Next, a verb, wield. And the spelling, W-I-E-L-D, wield. Next, a noun, constable. Let me spell that for you. C-O-N-S-T-A-B-L-E, constable. And finally, a verb, establish. Establish. Okay, those are the key words. We'll come back to them at the end to look at what they mean and how I use them. Okay, here is today's news story. One of the most loved British exports is Harry Potter. People come from all over the world just to visit the studios or pose with the platform 9 3/4 sign. But be careful if you buy yourself a wand. It's just a stick used for magic, but it could be mistaken for something else. Police in the county of Leicestershire in England were called after being alerted to a man carrying a knife at a hotel. But it was not a dangerous weapon. It was, yep, you guessed it, a Harry Potter wand. Firearms officers attended the scene on Sunday morning after receiving a call saying that a knife-wielding man had been spotted near the lifts, but it quickly became apparent that it was just an enthusiastic Harry Potter fan. A local police constable who was present at the scene took to Facebook to reveal what had happened. He said, "I attended a large hotel in Enderby this morning with a number of firearms officers following a report of a male inside near the lifts carrying a large knife. Following inquiries, we quickly established that it was a Harry Potter fan with a wand. Thankfully, no harm was caused to any resident and there was no sign of Voldemort." So, Harry Potter fans, be careful where, when, and how you use your magic wands. And that's today's news story. Okay. How did you do? Did you understand most or all of my news story? Did you hear the words I gave you at the beginning? Let's have a look through them now. Let's start with the word wand. What exactly is a wand? Well, I mentioned that it's a stick used for magic. So yeah, it's a long stick or rod used for casting magic spells. Next, a firearm. So firearms officers attended the scene. What does that mean? So we know that they're police officers, but what's a firearm? Well, it's a type of gun. So a firearm officer is an officer who is carrying a gun. Next, wield. So they received a call saying that a knife-wielding man had been spotted near the lifts. So to wield is to hold and use a weapon. Next, a constable. So a local police constable who was present at the scene took to Facebook to reveal what had happened. So a constable is a police officer, but that's in British English. A police officer. And finally, establish. He added that following inquiries, we quickly established that it was a Harry Potter fan with a wand. So to establish is to show something to be true, based on facts. Okay, those are the keywords. Hopefully they are clear. To read the full transcript of today's episode and to do a video comprehension quiz to test your understanding, join the Learn English with Ben fan club page. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to find out how you can join. I've left a link in the description of this episode. I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.